I love it when we hear from Dr. Fauci, because it's always fascinating stuff. Dr. Fauci was on ABC, and it's weird how he goes back and forth, excited about the vaccine, but yet still afraid that we're going to kind of fall back and have another surge. Let's go to cut one real quick. This is Dr. Fauci on the ABC, cautiously optimistic about vaccine deployment. Here it is.
Well, I'm quite optimistic about what the impact of the vaccines are going to be, because every day we give up to 3 million doses of vaccine in people's arms. I believe that's going to ultimately have a very positive impact. But in the meanwhile, as you showed on your piece just a moment ago, the number of cases in the country have plateaued. That's not good. They should keep going down and down. And they've plateaued at a level of about 53,000 cases a day, which is not good, because we've seen this before. When you plateau like that, there really is a danger of a resurgence. We're actually seeing that in Europe. And quite frankly, we generally are about 3 to 4 weeks behind the dynamics of the outbreak that we see in Europe. So given that the Europeans are surging back up, that is very clear that this is a risk, that we will be doing the same thing if we don't pull back. And in other words, we need to keep doing the public health measures that we talk about all the time.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC, cautiously optimistic. But I hate it when he kind of rains on our parade. I really do. I hate it. I hate it when he says, on the one hand, yeah, vaccine's great. It's going to really be a difference maker. And then he says, but, and then he gets all negative on us. I understand you got to do that so people don't stop wearing masks. I get that. But it's just weird when he does this. Coming up, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, talks about, let's just say the end of the pandemic, potentially. The end of the pandemic, because I get a sense people are ready to be done with this thing. You saw it over the weekend with the March Madness. People are ready to celebrate. They're tired of being under the governor's thumb. We'll talk about that and more coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At 531, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there is a crash on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Sahara. It's consuming the left two lanes, including the HOV lane. And you're backed up to a Tropicana there on Interstate 15 northbound. Also very slow on the south side at Owens on Interstate 15. Once you get past the Spaghetti Bowl and look for some congestion on that transition ramp, those leaving US 95 southbound merging onto Interstate 15 southbound, you're going into the belly of the beast, as they say. It's very slow there on 15 south as you try to work your way through there. Bridge work is also causing delays on Interstate 15 northbound. That is at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. It's an off day for the Vegas Golden Knights. They are going to open up a two-game series in Colorado coming up on Thursday. Other news from the NHL. Referee Tim Peel is not going to work another game. He was caught on an open mic saying he wanted to give the Nashville Predators a penalty in their win over the Detroit Red Wings on Tuesday night. NHL Senior Executive Vice President of Hockey Operations Colin Campbell making the announcement earlier today that Peel would no longer be working NHL games now or in the future. He had been scheduled to retire after the season, but his retirement has now started. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this is something to get excited about. 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Get ready to feel fresh, new, and yeah, like you again. Give your routine a glow up with daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like Too Faced and First Aid Beauty. And explore the newest arrivals from brands like Tarte and Benefit. Discover endless ways to feel like your best self. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Hurry! This event ends April 3rd. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. I had a chance earlier to visit with Chuck Muth. Every Wednesday, he joins me in the 3 o'clock hour, and a lot of you I know are not around for the 3 o'clock hour, so I want to at least give you a little piece of flavor of his visit with us earlier. We were talking about the pandemic, and especially after what happened over the weekend with all the big crowds everywhere, downtown on the strip, people were out, bars were busy, sports books were really busy. And it almost looked like normal. And I asked Chuck, are people ready to get past the pandemic?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that a large percentage of the population is more than willing to get back to life. We've been living with this authoritarian government for over a year now, and not just here in Nevada, but in other states, including next-door neighbor California. And just look at what happened this last weekend for March Madness on the Las Vegas Strip. I mean, it was packed with people who are just dying to get out and return back to their lives if the government would just get the heck out of the way and let us.
Well, and even you look downtown, you look at Circa, you look at all these different places, and they were all just buzzing with activity. It's almost as if there was a pent-up demand that all of a sudden just exploded with March Madness. And the good thing is we're not done with March Madness.
No, and like I say, fortunately for the businesses, the semi-reopening, and again, the governor, he's only reopened capacity to 50%, not 100%, but opening at 50% was enough to entice people to come here from all across the country and spend a weekend, again, for March Madness. I mean, this is a huge event for the Las Vegas economy. In southern Nevada, all of southern Nevada, it was timely in that the reopening at 50% capacity happened there, and there's just no excuse, Kevin, any longer not to completely reopen the state. People are getting the vaccines. People know how to protect themselves if they're vulnerable. There's just absolutely no excuse for Governor Sisolak to keep our state shut down at 50% capacity.
And I forget who the so-called expert was that was talking, but I saw an article the other day in the RJ that experts are saying we are going to achieve herd immunity relatively soon. Do you buy that? And do you think there's anything important about herd immunity? Is that the magic potion?
Well, I think so. Obviously, I'm not a real doctor by any stretch of the imagination. I don't have expertise in it. But what's true is that if you get the vaccine, you're protected against catching the COVID. And if you've had the COVID in the past, you're probably immune from catching it again. And, we've been doing this for probably well over a year. I mean, I think COVID was probably here long before we actually recognized it and knew that it was here for a fact. So for over a year, people have been catching it, surviving. Unfortunately, a number have died, not necessarily because of COVID and COVID alone, but we do know that it's the population with pre-existing conditions and the elderly were most susceptible to it, and so they succumb to the virus. But the vast majority of people, including those who caught it, survived. I think the survival rate was over 99%. So I think when people look at it, and I wanted to do this experiment, I wanted to go out and at the Little League baseball game the other night and have them turn the speakers on and look at all the people that had masks on and just make an announcement that the governor has, ladies and gentlemen, we have great news. The governor has now declared that you no longer have to wear a mask, and see how many people would take it off. Because the people who take it off are only wearing it not for their safety, not for health reasons, but only because the government and a politician told them they had to. And I think that as soon as the governor releases the public and those who are just afraid to defy the government, you're going to see a lot more people getting back to their lives.
Do you think there will be, though, a lot of seniors who may just stay shut in? They, for one reason or another, not that they don't trust government, but they've just been conditioned to be shut in.
And, if they are uncomfortable going back out in public or having people over their homes, they are absolutely free to do that and make that decision on their own. My objection is telling people who are not afraid of COVID or who've already had it and want to go out and go to work and go to school and go out on for a social evening to events and that sort of thing, leave us alone. We're not telling you that you have to go out. We're not telling you that you can't wear a mask. We're telling you to just leave us alone and let us make our own decisions. And there's a risk in just waking up in the morning and walking out to get your newspaper. And we have, everyone as an individual, has to make a determination on whether the risk involved is greater than the benefit to be received. And the same thing is going to happen with COVID, and more people are starting to see around the country, Nevadans particularly, are seeing other states dropping the mask mandate, loosening the restrictions, as well as states who never had a mask mandate, never shut their economies down. And I think Nevadans are champing at the bit to get back to the same place that a lot of others in the country already are.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us. He is the president of Citizen Outreach. What do you think happens on May 1st when the governor supposedly gives up some of his power? Marilyn Kirkpatrick, governor, or rather Mayor Goodman, they assume more power in all of this. What do you think that means? Does that mean we go to 100%? Does that mean we end the mask mandate? What will that mean on May 1st?
Well, we've already seen this play itself out before. The governor created this COVID task force, which hears, I guess, reports from the 17 counties about the hospitalization rates and the available beds and positive reports. And then the counties have basically had to ask this COVID task force for permission to continue to open or to do the sorts of things that the governor has sort of allowed them to do. And I think you're going to see the same thing. The governor will not give up his power on May the 1st. He will force the local counties to jump through all kinds of hoops, lots of government, lots of red tape. None of it will make any sense whatsoever. But I don't think that the governor is prepared to give up the power that he's enjoyed for the past year that he has clearly abused.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. I want to ask you, we are into week 8 of the Nevada legislature, and a lot of people have been wondering what they've been doing for the first 7 weeks. We are now starting to get more bills out. We're starting to advance bills out of committee. Can you talk a little bit about what has slowed things down over the first 7 weeks where there really wasn't much going on?
Well, I think the main thing is, and again, every session starts off slowly, and then all of a sudden you realize, holy cow, we're drinking out of a fire hydrant. And that's what's going to happen here. Now, it's been a little bit longer in the process for the Legislative Council Bureau, LCB, which are the legislature's attorneys who write the bills. You know, an assemblyman or a senator says, hey, I'd like a bill on XYZ. Then it's up to the attorneys to write the bill in such a way that it comports with Nevada revised statutes. So it has taken the LCB longer to draft those bills. My understanding is the deadline, by the way, was to submit them was this past Monday, but they've changed the rules and extended the deadline, and I think there's still more bills that came out today, a couple dozen more bills that came out today. But we're pretty close to that point where the deadline for the bills being officially introduced, that deadline is fast approaching. Now what's going to happen is the committee chairs for all the various legislative committees will schedule hearings. Now, they've been having some, but it's going to get really, really intense now. They're going to schedule hearings on bills, and those hearings have to occur right now as the rules currently exist. The hearings have to occur with a vote from the committee to move the bill forward by April the 9th. It's Friday, the April 9th. So time is short.
Indeed it is. By the way, this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere in one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. I was there the other weekend, had a great time. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around, more to do as we continue. I'll let you hear from Mitch McConnell. He has been very, very vocal about H.R. 1 and other bills that Democrats have passed out of the House, and now it's up to the Senate. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt4Nevada.com.
Do you suffer with pain, numbness, or tingling in your hands or feet? This is commonly diagnosed as peripheral neuropathy. Are you taking drugs such as gabapentin, Lyrica, or Cymbalta and have serious side effects that never fix the pain? Has your doctor told you there's nothing they can do, just live with it? Call 702-500-0839. That's 702-500-0839. And meet with a neuropathy physician today. Peripheral neuropathy is a result of damage to the nerves, and if not treated, nothing can be done once you've sustained 85% nerve loss. Dr. Joshua K. Purcell, D.C., combines state-of-the-art treatment methods to ensure relief from neuropathy with no injections and no drugs. Call for the free neuropathy seminar. Start seeing relief in only a few sessions by calling 702-500-0839. Call Active Life Health and Wellness today at 702-500-0839 and schedule your seat in the next neuropathy seminar. Be pain-free in 2021.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We told you a couple of weeks ago when the House was considering a bill called H.R. 1. And we warned you at the time that this was a dangerous, dangerous bill that would change election law across America. And at a time when we don't want to federalize our elections, we want them done on a local basis. But Mitch McConnell was on with Bill Hemmer. This is cut two, by the way, Jim. With Bill Hemmer this morning on why H.R. 1 is dangerous to America and must be killed off. This is Mitch McConnell this morning with Bill Hemmer on Fox News Channel.
H.R. 1 comes up in the Senate in about 12 minutes from now. It would massively change the way elections are carried out in America. Raphael Warnock called it the fight for the foundation of democracy. What is in H.R. 1 that would fundamentally change elections in America?
Well, first of all, it's a federal takeover of the way we conduct elections, every election in America. The first outrage is it takes the Federal Election Commission, which has historically been 3-3, so neither party can take advantage of the other, and turn it into a 3-2 agency to police the speech and political activity of America, but to do it in a partisan way, and of course the president would get the tie-breaking vote to point number three. So it turns the Federal Election Commission from a judge into a prosecutor. Secondly, it provides public money for political campaigns. Americans hate the idea that their money, given to the government, is going to be spent on balloons and buttons and attack ads and campaigns. They prefer to see campaigns financed by people who support the two candidates and not the federal government. Number three, it makes mandatory what's called ballot harvesting. That is, somebody can go around, a paid operative of a campaign, and pick up a whole bunch of other people's ballots and turn them in for them. Rampant fraud potential. Fourth, it makes it very difficult for states to clean dead people off the rolls. So this bill, obviously, is designed to make it easier to cheat, to subsidize campaigns by the federal government, and to have one party take over the enforcement of American elections. It's an atrocity. Every Republican opposes it. We're going to do everything we can to defeat it.
The two things that are most important there is the inability to purge the voter rolls, which here in Nevada, we've had a huge problem doing, okay? And the other one is obviously the ballot harvesting, which we also have experienced here in Nevada. That's why we need to kill off H.R. 1, and we'll continue to follow this bill as it moves in the Senate. We're not sure what's going to happen. I don't think they have the votes for it right now, and so we may not end up getting a vote on it, but we'll find out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll get you ready for tomorrow. Big show tomorrow. Very, very excited. We'll talk about that on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
UMail Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with UMail Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. UMail Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out UMail Medical by going to NewMailMedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E Medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. UMail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday hump day edition of Live and Local. And don't forget tomorrow, Daniel Honcharoo. It's Thursday, and Daniel Honcharoo, live from Carson City, will have the very latest on what's been going on in Carson City, the week 8 of the 81st Nevada legislature. They're starting to pass things. They're starting to make law, and that's not necessarily a good thing. I'll be honest with you, it may be a bad thing. We do know that both the Assembly and the State Senate have passed Equal Rights Amendment. So it will go before the voters in 2022. And this changes inalterably the way we view people, creating gender identity as a part of the state's constitution. I'm not sure if that's something we want to do. I'll be honest with you. I'm just not sure that's the right way to go. Anyway, Daniel Honcharu will have the latest, and we'll find out which Republicans voted for the Equal Rights Amendment. A bunch of them did. It passed 18-3 in the state Senate. So that means a bunch of Republicans voted with the Democrats on the Equal Rights Amendment. They're going to put it up to a vote of the people. We'll see what the